Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. The title of our post today is Tennessee Leads the Way. If the open border, fentanyl flowing through it, causing hundreds of thousands of deaths, human trafficking, moral depravity, violence, poverty, numerous other woes haven't yet awakened Americans, perhaps seeing their leader in last Thursday's presidential debate will. On Friday, I posted a Give Him 15 extra with my response. Years ago, I saw a humorous double-billed cap, one bill pointing slightly left, the other right. Written across the top was, "I'm the leader. Which way did they go?" Suddenly, it's no longer funny. It is sad. If anyone has doubted that God is humbling our nation, think again. And if you doubted the assertion that we are past the point of recovering on our own, surely you now know better. America is ill, terminally ill. The roots of the illness are spiritual, and only God can heal us. The state of Tennessee agrees with this. Tennessee State Senator Mark Pote and Representative Monty Fritz sent a letter to the pastors of their state last week asking that they join state leaders in, quote, a 30-day season of prayer and intermittent fasting for the month of July as a means of humbling ourselves to receive God's grace, mercy, and blessing in Tennessee and our nation, end quote. House Joint Resolution 803 passed with an overwhelming 27-1 vote in the Senate and an 82-6 vote in the House, and was signed into law by Governor Lee on April 16, 2024. Very bipartisan. Pote and Fritz continued, quote, "This document embodies a bipartisan recognition that the issues we are facing cannot be effectively addressed without the intervention and favor of our Lord." They continue, "We are respectfully inviting you to join with us in leading the people of God across Tennessee into a time of humbling ourselves, praying, seeking God's face, and repentance during July. Let us model for those who are not called by His name a better way to bring about the positive changes we so desperately need. How do we do this?" they asked. Continuing the quote, "On Sunday, June 30, that would be yesterday, read or have HJR 803 read in our church services. Secondly, examine our rights or our lives in light of God's word and confess our sins. Thirdly, acknowledge that we as the church have failed to stand for the principles of God, ask for His forgiveness and mercy, and commit to stand firmly on those principles going forward. And lastly, for those who are able, join in prayer and intermittent fasting as a means of demonstrating our desire for repentance." And they conclude by saying, "On July 1st, that would be today, on July 1st, we plan to begin a journey to all 95 counties in Tennessee, visiting courthouses and places of worship in order to read the resolution, profess the need for repentance, and join in prayer together. We are convinced that this resolution must be more than a legislative act and piece of paper." End quote. Amazing. Watch and see. God will surely respond to this action. I've heard and seen quite a few proclamations of a day of prayer and fasting, but I've never seen one lasting a month. I say again, God will respond. Here is the proclamation in its entirety. It is so well written, I'm going to read it all. A resolution to seek God's hand of mercy, to seek God's hand of mercy healing on Tennessee. Whereas our state and nation suffer from violence committed upon our citizens by our citizens, and whereas our state and nation suffer from violence committed upon our citizens by non-citizens, and whereas acts of violent crime in our schools are unacceptable, and whereas human trafficking is an unacceptable and violent evil in our state, enslaving lives and violating the core values of our Creator-endowed rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and whereas drug addiction overwhelms our families, our government finances, our workforce productivity, as well as our health care and our law enforcement resources, and whereas deadly fentanyl flows uncontrollably across our southern U.S. border, resulting in the deaths of Tennesseans, and whereas driving under the influence, drunk driving, results in great pain and injury for Tennessee families, and whereas we have approximately 9,000 children in need of foster care, indicating a brokenness in many Tennessee homes, and whereas evidence of corruption in our federal government stands to impact every Tennessean, and whereas our national and state founders trusted in the omnipotent hand of providence to guide and bless our land, and whereas over decades these leaders called our people to seek out the Creator's favor by issuing proclamations like the one from John Adams on April 15, 1799, who said, "This day be observed throughout the United States of America as a day of solemn humiliation, fasting, and prayer. That the citizens on that day abstain as far as may be from their secular occupation and devote the time to sacred duties of religion in public and in private, that they call to mind our numerous offenses against the Most High God, confess them before Him with the sincerest penitence, implore His pardoning mercy through the great Mediator and Redeemer for our past transgressions, and that through the grace of His Holy Spirit, we may be disposed and enabled to yield a more suitable obedience to His righteous requisitions in time to come. That He would interpose to arrest the progress of that impiety and licentiousness, principle and practice, so offensive to Himself and so ruinous to humankind. That He would make us deeply sensible that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Proverbs 13:34. That again was from John Adams, and they continue in Tennessee. And whereas we hold that our founders correctly acknowledge truth in their words, and whereas we hold that except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain, Psalm 127:1. Now therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 113th General Assembly of the State of Tennessee, the Senate concurring that the period of July 1, 2024, through July 31, 2024, be recognized as a time of prayer and fasting in Tennessee. Be it further resolved that we recognize that God, as creator and king of all glory, has both the authority to judge and to bless nations or states. Be it further resolved that we, as public servants in the Tennessee General Assembly, seek God's mercy upon our land and beseech him to not withdraw his hand of blessing from us. Be it further resolved that we recognize our sins and shortcomings before him and humbly ask his forgiveness. Be it further resolved that we ask the Lord Jesus to heal our land and remove the violence, human trafficking, addiction, and corruption. Be it further resolved that we ask that the Holy Spirit fill our halls of government, our classrooms, our places of business, our churches, and our homes with peace, love, and joy. Be it further resolved that we call upon all those who are physically able and spiritually inclined to do so, to join in a 30-day season of prayer and intermittent fasting as we begin a new fiscal year as a means of seeking God's blessing and humbling ourselves to receive his grace and mercy, transforming ourselves, our communities, our state, and our nation. That is incredible. Thank you, Tennessee. Let's pray. Father, we join with the great state of Tennessee in humbling ourselves before you. What fools we Americans became by rejecting and dishonoring you, our Creator, Savior, and Lord. You said regarding those who reject you, although claiming to be wise, they were in fact shallow fools. For only a fool would trade the unfading splendor of the immortal God to worship the fading image of other humans, idols made to look like people, animals, birds, and even creeping reptiles. Romans 1, 22-23. Yet, Father, we have done so and now are reaping the stealing, killing, and destroying of Satan. Therefore, we join with Tennesseans today in praying, quote, we recognize our sins and shortcomings before him and humbly ask his forgiveness. Be it further resolved that we ask the Lord Jesus to heal our land and remove the violence, human trafficking, addiction, corruption. And be it further resolved that we ask that the Holy Spirit fill our halls of government, our classrooms, our places of business, our churches, and our homes. Peace, love, and joy. In Yeshua's name, we ask. Our decree. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. They are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. Thank you for joining me today. And again, thank you. Thank you so much, leaders in Tennessee and those who participate. Lead the way.